Grim work continues today in Minneapolis. Divers are still searching in the Mississippi River for the remains of victims of the bridge collapse last week that killed five people. There are still dozens recovering from injuries and at least eight people missing from the accident. The event has taken an emotional toll on the people of the Twin Cities, especially the friends and families of the victims. NPR's Rachel Martin has our report.
Patrick Holmes loved sports, and by sports, I mean baseball. He coached his son's baseball and soccer teams. He worked as an exercise therapist, and the 36-year-old was a pitcher and outfielder on the same amateur baseball team for 17 years. His teammates called him Homer. And this past Friday night, Homer's team gathered at a high school baseball field in St. Paul to play its final game of the season. Before the game, players lined up in front of home plate, hats off, each of them wearing black armbands, sporting Holmes' name and number. Team manager Jack Munich addressed a small crowd of wives, friends, and former teammates.
So in memory of Pat Holmes, we're going to retire his jersey, number 21, and we're going to ask for a moment of silence after we do that.
Munich took Pat's gray jersey off a hanger and put it in a white box. Another player handed the box to Pat's widow, a small blonde woman who cried quietly in the stands. Pat Holmes was driving home from work on I-35 West last Wednesday when the bridge collapsed. His wife waited and waited for him to come home, but he never did. At 11:30 that night, she and his close friends learned that Pat had died in the bridge disaster. Jack Munich was Pat's teammate for close to 20 years.
He was sort of the one guy you knew that when you needed a little fire, when you needed somebody to push people, he'd be the one to come in with that level of intensity to just sort of try to fire everybody up to get them playing at a higher level. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a very honest guy. He was very candid. And when he said something to somebody, he meant it, and people respected him for it.
Four other people have been confirmed dead. Julia Blackhawk, a cosmetology student and mother of two, Artemio Trinidad Mena, a Mexican immigrant who supported a wife and three kids as a produce salesman, Paul Eichstadt, a 51-year-old truck driver, Sherry Engebretsen, a marketing director with two daughters, and there are still several people missing, like Dorothy Svensson's son, Greg. Speaking on the phone from her home in the northern part of the state, she describes him as salt of the earth Minnesota.
Well, hard-working, jolly Norwegian. He's got red hair and freckles, and his nickname is Jolly. He's a good kid.
Svensson's son, Greg Jolstad, was a construction worker on the bridge. Her daughter-in-law and other family members have been going regularly to the makeshift counseling center set up by the Red Cross in a Minneapolis hotel. That's where families of the missing can get the latest information on the investigation and recovery efforts. Svensson says it hasn't been easy, but she and the rest of her family realize that Greg most likely did not survive.
There's not much we can do. And we being from the upper Midwest, I think that that's part of our demeanor, is not getting all excited about it. We have to just wait.
But most of the people driving on the bridge that day did survive against remarkable odds. Alicia Babbitts was one of them. Sitting in her hospital bed, the 22-year-old recounted her story to reporters last week.
I remember falling and just kind of being banged around. I remember being in the car. I remember the water rushing over my head. At that point, I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to drown with the car.
But she didn't. Instead, somehow she broke free from the submerged car and swam toward shore. Barefoot and in pain, she navigated her way across broken rubble and concrete slabs until she reached the rescue teams on the shoreline. It was a freakish and horrific accident, the kind of catastrophe portrayed in action movies. And while any loss of life is tragic, officials here say it could have been much worse. The investigation pushes forward. Meanwhile, those affected by this tragedy try to do the same. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Minneapolis.